Woodworker breathes new life into old lumber. Welcome, friends. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo, your host. Here we are at the midpoint of July. For those listening in real time, episode 2753. I'm excited to bring you a new feature here. Part of a feature we call Your First $1,000, a new episode in this feature. It's actually a long-running feature, a very popular feature. Lots of people like to know how people get started making money, how they get started with a new project, something they haven't done before, or maybe they've done something similar, but they're like, let me deploy my skill in a new way so that I can find a way to create some economic empowerment for myself, make some extra money, pay off debt, get more independence, you know, away from my day job, whatever that is. That's our audience, basically busy people out there who are trying to do something for themselves to advance their own interests. And I think that's good. Even if you love your job, no problem with loving your job, but you also have to look out for yourself. So how does this person, you know, each week get to that point? Not their first $100,000, but their first $1,000. How do they get up and running? And then, of course, it's much easier after that to go to the next level, or at least often it is. Often depends on the industry, the category, and so on. But typically, it is easier to go to $10,000 from $1,000 than zero to $1,000. So that's the whole point. And today, we're going to meet a woodworker who discovers the beauty and potential of reclaimed lumber. And then they don't just appreciate it, they also sell it. As I said here, I just want to be clear about our mission, right? So let's hear from this woodworker who breathes new life into old lumber and then sells it. His name is Ethan. Here's his story. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joseph, a woodcutter with a passion for sustainability and giving new life to old materials. My journey into the world of reclaimed wood furniture began when I was helping a friend dismantle an old barn on their family farm. As we sorted through the weathered planks and beams, I couldn't help but admire the rich patina and unique character of the wood. I knew I had to find a way to preserve and showcase its beauty. I started by experimenting with small projects, like picture frames and shelves, using the reclaimed barn wood. I posted photos of my creations on Facebook, and soon friends and family were asking if they could purchase my pieces. Seeing the demand for unique furniture, I decided to turn my hobby into a side hustle. One of my first challenges was sourcing a steady supply of reclaimed lumber. I reached out to local demolition companies, contractors, and salvage yards, letting them know that I was interested in purchasing old wood. I also attended auctions and estate sales, always keeping an eye out for unique pieces with potential. As my inventory grew, so did my skills and creativity. I invested in quality tools and taught myself new techniques to transform the reclaimed wood into functional, beautiful furniture. I created a website showcasing my work and started attending local craft fairs and markets to get my name out there. One of my most memorable projects was a custom dining table made from floorboards salvaged from an old schoolhouse. The client had attended the school as a child and wanted a piece that would connect them to their past. I carefully cleaned and sanded each board, preserving the marks and imperfections that told the story of the wood's journey. I slowly started receiving more custom orders and inquiries. People appreciated the craftsmanship and the story behind each piece. Looking back, I attribute my success to a commitment to sustainability, a willingness to learn and innovate, and a dedication to crafting pieces that resonate with my customers. By embracing the imperfections and unique qualities of reclaimed wood, I've been able to create furniture that is not only functional, but also tells a story. To anyone considering a career in reclaimed wood furniture, I recommend starting by learning as much as you can about the materials you work with. Be prepared to put in the time and effort to hone your skills and develop your unique style. Most importantly, remember that every piece of reclaimed wood has a story to tell. It's your job to bring that story to life. Today, my reclaimed wood furniture business is thriving, and I couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity to combine my passion for woodworking with my commitment to sustainability. This has been even more fun than I expected, and I'm excited to see what happens next.
Ethan, thank you so much for sharing the story. Listeners, I hope you found it interesting and encouraging. My goal is that you'll always learn something, be a little bit encouraged or motivated, perhaps gain some practical inspiration or just motivation to say to yourself, okay, interesting what this person did. What can I do? What can I do for myself, you know, as noted. What can I do to advance or grow or start that side hustle, whatever the case may be? And I hope you will take action today. Just a short, simple action. That's all it takes. Do that every day. If you have a question and update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. This was episode 2753. I'm excited to bring you much more as the year rolls on. That's all for now, though. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.